Chapter 8, Mummy Mania. Ancient robbers were not the only ones who looted tombs in Egypt. In the 1800s, people from many different countries in Europe began traveling to Egypt. The ancient kingdom was long gone. The old beliefs had all disappeared. The squiggly picture writing, hieroglyphs, was a mystery to everyone. But tourists visited the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx. They took trips down the Nile River. They saw the ruins of old temples and giant statues. They wanted to bring back souvenirs. Sometimes what they brought back was a whole mummy. They might keep it in a room with other souvenirs they had bought. They might give it to a museum to exhibit. Or they might decide to unwrap the mummy and see what was inside. Unwrapping parties were held. One English lord sent out printed cards for the party. His guests in London got to see a mummy from Thebes unrolled at 2:30. A German prince in Berlin had a mummy unwrapped on his pool table. If a person couldn't afford a mummy all by himself, he could join a group. The group would pool their money and buy a mummy together. That's what a group of German people did. They each had a certificate. It was like owning shares of a mummy. One man from Italy started a business of finding mummies to sell to customers. His name was Giovanni Belzoni. Sometimes he used a battering ram to get inside a tomb. He described an accident he had inside one. Feeling his way with a torch, he was looking for some place to sit. What he landed on, with all his weight, were mummies. I sank right down between broken mummies, a confusion of bones, rags, wooden boxes, which threw up such a lot of dust that for a quarter of an hour I was unable to move. It is terrible to hear stories about the ancient dead being treated like this, just so someone could get rich quick. Of course, not all mummy hunters were in it for the money. Many people were interested in learning more about ancient Egypt, what life was like back then. People interested in finding objects that tell us about the past are called archaeologists. By the late 1800s, many tombs of the pharaohs had been found. The trouble was that all of them were empty. The dream of every archaeologist was to find one that hadn't been looted. Many thought that was just a wild dream. They didn't believe there was even one tomb left with treasures. Howard Carter